preserve me.
Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us today. We're closing out our message about working with the heavenly host, and today we're going to close out with how your words activate the heavenly host. It's very important what we speak in this hour that would bring heaven to earth to assist us.
Our sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight. Hey, let's sing together. No other God shall satisfy. God, you satisfy. In your prayer.
Good day. I pray you've had a good week, and I pray here on this Thursday, the 31st day of August 2023, you're having a blessed day. It's the last day of the month, so we head into the fall season in America, at least in the Northern Hemisphere. You guys down there in South Africa, you're on the other side. You're going to be heading into summer very soon, so you're going to go into spring season. And we love our friends down in South Africa. Thank you for listening. These podcasts on all our stats, you're number two, America, obviously. More people know us here, but we have more listeners down there. So God bless you. We don't say down under. That's for Australia. We have some there too. But God bless you in South Africa. Our friends at Ariel Gate, Apostle Natasha, and the whole team down there, we love them. We'll be there in November. We have a trip planned to be there with them during their conference and spend time pouring into the body of Messiah down there. Well, okay, so we've been talking all week. We started this Monday with an angelic encounter that I had in Germany. And by the way, I'm getting good feedback from Germany, testimonies, people being healed, people being strengthened. Received another email today about that, and I'm just encouraged. The Lord sent help, and the help has arrived, and the help is manifesting through the heavenly host, through the angelic realm. And that's why God sends them. And we want to strengthen you today. And we're going to talk today about activating them with your words. And that's a very important aspect of what we're doing here. Don't forget, we started with Hebrews 1:14, talking of angels. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who are heirs of salvation, or have an inheritance salvation? That's us. That's what Romans 8:17 says. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. One of my favorite passages about activating through our words is Psalms 103:20 and 21, which says, "Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength." Now remember, what did I see Monday? An angel of strength. "Who do his word," speaking of the Lord, "who do his word, heeding the voice of his word, bless the Lord, all you hosts." So let's look at that, what God's trying to say here. "Who do the pleasure of the Lord," it talks about, "who heed the voice and bless the Lord." That means you do the goodwill, the kindness, the favor of God. It's also a reaction, a solid reaction from the Lord. But the angels who excel in strength, don't we need more strength? They're a supernatural. "Who do what his word," like I said, "heeding the voice." Guess who is the voice of his word? We are. When we have a prophetic word from the Lord, we are that voice. And here, what if it's not the Lord? Then angels won't excel. They won't move. Okay, so don't worry about that. I mean, you're not going to activate something that's not real. There, as far as the heavenly realm, and your heart is that when you see them activated and moving like this angel of strength, we prophesied it. Now we're getting testimonies. So what's happening now? The angels, in doing the pleasure of the Lord, are heeding the voice of his word, because when God gives us a word, it's his voice coming through us, through our vessels. That's the beauty of what the Lord wants us to do. And I want you to grasp this. And he tells us in Matthew 16, 19, he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Angels, heavenly host, are waiting for us to say things from the Lord, that is his voice, that will loose them to do what they're called to do. If we don't speak what God's saying, then they are not moving. That's the reason, you know, when you look at the body of Christ, you will see that they believe more in demons than they do in the angelic realm. I've been in so many meetings, and somebody will say from the platform or somebody in the room, and they'll say, I feel like a real dark spirit, a demonic realm. Everybody's like, yeah, I feel it too. It's there. Like total agreement will come in the room. And then somebody say, I see angels over here. And it's like, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I hate to say it, but that's the reality. And I'm not saying there aren't people that, one, conjure up demons as far as what they sense and are in a sense, angelic realm too. And they're just in the soulish realm. Okay, I get that. But that's why we train our senses to discern good and evil. Demons, angels, right? Angels are good. Demons are evil. And what happens is we activate sometimes with our negative words more demonic realm than we do angelic realm because the way we speak, we should expect more heavenly activity than we do demonic. We drive through our communities. We drive different places. We go different places. Well, I just feel so dark. It's so dark. Okay, it's dark. What about driving places and saying, ooh, it's dark, but there's the glory of God. I feel his presence here. Why not be like Isaiah 6 says, you know, the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. Look, the angelic realm, the heavenly realm, is stronger than anything in hell's realm. The demons, and there's, on top of that, there's more of them. And don't forget what we've been teaching. Because they are corrupt and they are evil, the demonic realm, they are deteriorating. They are getting weaker and weaker as the ages go on. The power that they have is through human entity. And I gave you that thing. Days of Noah, all man's heart was set and intent on evil. That's why God had to bring a flood on the world. Not because the demons had taken over, because the people were now the activation of the demonic. And I guarantee you, it had to do with much of their word. So we mobilize, we activate that realm to bring about God's good pleasure on behalf when we declare what God says. Look, these angels want to assist. They want to help, but unbelief can stop them on their assignment. When God says to do something, all of a sudden you start speaking negative words, now you empower the dark side to contend against the enemy. That's why when Daniel spoke the word of the Lord, the angels were activated, empowered to fight against the prince of Persia. Although they were delayed, they were victorious because of the word of Daniel. They want to assist us. Look, Tim Sheet says it this way. Idle words, idle angels. Matthew 12, 34 through 37. How can you be an evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good pleasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account on the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Idle means inactive, unemployed, useless, barren, non-working, unprofitable. Okay? So we will be justified, for by your words you'll be justified, which means to set forth the righteous because of receiving Christ's payment of sins, caused to become, to make, to free. So as we as believers, we are made to be the righteousness of Christ through him, and we're due all the rights and the privileges as heirs of Christ Jesus. So what do your words do? What do they do every day? They open up and they activate and come into agreement with the promises of God. We don't pay for those. He paid the price for those. I remind everybody, if any two or three agree touching one thing, they can have what they ask. You agreeing with heaven concerning the promises over your life or for over your nation, whatever, that's two who agree, heaven and you. It brings life. It brings the promises of everything that Jesus died for. We cannot get to a place where we don't believe that. And then ultimately it frees or activates the heavenly realm. And what happens when we see that is we start seeing the manifestation of justice in the earth. If we want all our rights as a Christian, as a citizen of heaven, we must speak the words of life. I'm not talking about name it, claim it, you know, blab it, grab it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about speaking the present word of God, the very word that's proceeding out of the mouth of God. And we have this right to begin to pronounce a sentence against the enemy and to pronounce justice in the spirit. So you will live by what you say. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? You will see that. So the question is, if you're living in negativity, poverty, depression, whatever, sickness, disease, guess what? Go and measure your words. Are you speaking life over your words? And they say, well, I have been. Well, where's your belief? Where's your belief of your heart as well? Do you believe what you're saying? Are you doing it out of religious act? Are you doing it by faith? Ask God to give you the faith to do that. Jesus tells us if we speak to the mountain, right, it can be cast. He tells us that. I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind will be bound, whatever you loose will be loosed in heaven. So I want to say this as we're going to close this out today. The heavenly hosts are listening to your words, and they loose the power of heaven upon earth. And I don't know how better to put it to you other than this is a gift from God. We didn't earn it. He gave it to us freely, and we should use it. I guess the analysis I could give is like, what if you had this perfect tool to repair something and you just choose not to use a tool? You try other methods to repair it when you have the perfect tool to repair it with. And I want you to begin to walk in what Christ has done for you. Back to Psalms 103, 20 and 21. Bless the Lord, you his angels. So God blesses us. We bless him, I should say. And then God speaks to his angels. Now he's giving them a commandment. And he decrees who they are and what they do. They excel in strength. I had the strength angel came. Who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his host. So God is speaking to the heavenly host. And then he tells us in the revelation of that truth that they move at the pleasure of the Lord on behalf of our words, of the word of the Lord. And I want you to know that. That's where his grace and his favor can be found. Do you need that today? Look, maybe you've not been speaking those words. Maybe you've been discouraged. Let's repent of that today. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for not speaking words of life. Forgive us for not walking in the ways that you want us to walk in by believing what you said. Now, we have a crisis coming. We're in crisis anyway. But the prophetic is very clear that we have some hardships coming on the earth. Okay, we know that. We're very clear with that. The Lord has shown us that. So now the Lord also sends the host of heaven to us, and he is waiting for us to speak life. So what should we do? Cry out to God, humble ourselves, ask for his revelation. Don't just speak what you think should happen. This is where we have to die to self. Make sure that our words are the words of heaven and not our own, so that we are not speaking what we think should play out, but we're speaking what he wants to play out. You never know how God's going to allow that to happen. David said in Psalm 119:71, he said basically, I'm thankful for my affliction because it taught me your statutes. Sometimes God lets us go through things so that we can learn his ways. Maybe he wants our nation to go through something to learn his ways. Whatever it takes. We have to speak his word. All right. I hope this encouraged you this week. I've enjoyed it. I've been activated. I pray you are as well. Angels of Strength has come. Now we've laid it out how you activate the heavenly host with your words today. God is a good God, and he wants to do good things for you and for the kingdom of God. Father, I pray for everybody listening this week, today especially, that they would activate the angelic realm with their words, idle angels. We say no more. We're going to have words of life to bring activation to the heavenly host to assist your people to accomplish what you've written about. In the name of Yeshua, amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. See you. Well, thank you again each and every day for you guys that come and listen to us here on these podcast platforms. We have so many things happening at Christian Center Shreveport. You can go to our app, download it on your phone, check out our new design that we got. We changed our design on our app, so please check that out. We're trying to offer as many things as we can on there to make it convenient for you to be blessed, nurtured, and encouraged with what the Lord has given us, the content from heaven that he's given us to release to you. Thank you again. You can still give there. You can ask for prayer there, and you can check that all out on our app, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.